Lent Bumps.
Cam FM.
I am, Mike. Yes, we're getting to the end of the day's racing, getting to the exciting bit. This is Women's One that will be starting in 2 or 3 minutes' time. At the top of the division, I'll give you a quick rundown. We've got first and third W1, who excitedly bumped up on Downing W1 yesterday, after Downing had been hogging the top of the river for quite some time. So they're below them, Downing W1. Then Emma W1, Christ W1, Jesus W1, Claire W1, Keys W1, Newnham W1, St. Cat's W1, Pembroke W1, Queens W1, LMBC W1, Murray Edwards W1, Kings W1, Peterhouse W1, Churchill W1, Trinity Hall W1, and at the bottom of the sandwich boat is Girton 1. The 1 minute cannon has just gone. The weather is pretty much as it has been today. It's still drizzling. The wind is, or it is a mill pond flat, apart from the drop ripples from the raindrops here on the grass corner. But for the start, let's go up to Jack on the start.
Thank you very much, Tim. Yes, we have about 30 seconds to go here on this W1 division. As Tim today on long reach.
Okay, right, so we're expecting the start cannon to go very shortly. As the start cannon has just gone, the boats will be off. I am down on grassy corner, so I can't see anything from where I am, but we're expecting a very fast start from first and third, who will want to keep well ahead of Downing, who will be upset at having been bumped off yesterday and will be going after them as hard as they can. Jack, are you there?
I am here. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, so we have first and third coming past me now. They are going to be looking to keep ahead. They are about 2 boat lengths ahead of Downing now. Downing possibly going to lose the headship after 3 years. Then after them, we have Emmanuel. Between Emmanuel and Downing, we have now about 4 boat lengths. First and third and Downing have raced away every day this week, and then it's just up to the rest of the boat. So as Emmanuel come past me, then there are Christ's coming past me, who bumped up on Jesus yesterday. Between Christ and Jesus, there is about 2 boat lengths. Jesus will be looking to avoid getting bumped again today by Claire, otherwise they will be on 4 spoons tomorrow. But there is quite a big gap at the moment between Jesus and Claire, probably about 3 boat lengths there at the moment. Claire are now coming past me. They did drop 3 places last year, but they recovered that on the first day of bumps this year by an over bump. And between them and Keys, there is about 2.5 to 3 boat lengths there. Between then, Keys and Newnham, they're on station. Then between Newnham and St. Cat's, they are also on station. A pretty steady start to the division here for W1. Then, after St. Cat's, we have Pembroke. To Tim.
Yes, so we have just through grassy corner now. We've got first and thirds rowing away. They're opening up on Downing ever so slightly. But Downing taking a more aggressive line through this corner. Their blades coming very close to the road, the lined up houseboats. But it looks like first and third are still a good 2 lengths up. Same again can be said for Downing to Emma. Emma really going for it here. They want to catch Jack.
Queens are closing incredibly quickly on Pembroke here. I suspect the bump will happen any moment now. They were overlapping. Yes, and Pembroke have just conceded there. So Queens have bumped up on Pembroke, leaving Lady Margaret behind them. After that, we have Murray Edwards W1, and then 3 boats that are incredibly close at the moment. Kings W1, Peterhouse W1, and Churchill W1, all very close. There's about 0.5 boat length between all of 3 boats at the moment. This is going to be incredibly interesting. Kings coming past at the moment. It's looking like Peterhouse might bump up on Kings before long. It's been reduced to about 1 metre now. They're beginning to overlap. We'll just stay with this one just as it goes around first post corner. Kings potentially looking like And as that one goes around the corner, we will pass back to Tim on Grassy.
So we've had some excitement here. Jesus really closing down on Christ. They were going hard for it. Behind them, we've got another battle coming through now. St. Cat's chasing down Newnham. They're closing down slightly. It's less than a length in that. They could. St. Cat's will be hungry for this. Behind them, I've got next LMBC 1. So I can only assume that Queens have bumped up on Pembroke W1. Pembroke W1 having a terrible week so far, going down a long way. Behind LMBC, though, Murray Edwards are closing down. There's half a length in this. This could be very interesting as Murray Edwards takes a slightly closer line into Grassy Corner. Behind them, though, we look like we've got some carnage. We've got, I can see Kings coming, pulling over, and I can see Churchill rowing through. So I assume that Kings have been caught by Peterhouse behind there. Looks like Kings have been caught by Peterhouse. Peterhouse pumping up. Churchill still going. Trinity Hall still going. And then behind them, Girton still going. Looks like Girton have lost a bit on Trinity Hall. But what about Rosa? What's going on Ditton?
Okay, on Ditton, Emma is nearly bumping Downing. There have been two whistles. Jesus is about two boat lengths behind Christ. And Claire is just coming past a fair distance between them and Jesus. And again, Keys is coming a good distance between Jesus, between Keys and Claire. What's going on down on the reach, Tom?
First and third are just running past. They're looking very, very good. Some excellent work there. They're about two lengths ahead of Downing. And behind Downing, Emma are very close. There's about half length in it. We're getting the occasional whistle. Both of them looking like it could be a row over. And then behind Emma, a long way back, about five or six lengths, we have Christ. They're on station.
Okay.
Jesus. To Rosa.
Okay. Catherine has just bumped Newnham. On Ditton Corner. Both boats have pulled over. What's happening now, Tom?
Okay. So rowing past me now on the long reach is Jesus. They're still on station with Christ. Both Christ and Jesus are going to row over. Behind Jesus, about three or four lengths back, we have Claire. Claire looking a bit tired. They seem to be struggling a bit, but they're also going to row over as Keys is a good three lengths behind them. Keys is also going to row over. I can see absolutely nothing behind Keys. We're looking at a good 20 lengths. There's absolutely nothing behind Keys. Looking at further up the reach, I can see no bumps. It looks like all of those boats have rowed over. I'm running up to check as we speak, but I think there's very little going on, I'm afraid.
So any word on what's happened with Murray Edwards and LMBC? They appear to have vanished at some point.
LMBC have pulled over on Ditton Corner.
So it looks like LMBC have been bumped by Murray Edwards.
Yep, Churchill have just rowed past. And Trinity Hall have just rowed past. The sandwich boat Gerson is also just rowing past.
On the reach, Churchill have just come onto the reach in their absolutely majestic, vibrant pink. It's looking a bit damp today, sadly, but they are a sight to behold. About six lengths behind them are Tit Hall, and behind them, a good three lengths is Girton. They're all looking like they're going to row over. Churchill in particular, I can't tell whether it's their own technique or they're just not putting in much effort. They look to be paddling back.
Jack. So as we've called it, it looks like the results are first and third W1 at the top of the division row over. Below them, Downing, Emma, Christ, Jesus and Claire all row over, but that's far from certain. The below that, Cats have bumped up on Newnham, Queens have bumped up on Pembroke, Murray Edwards have bumped up on LMBC, Peterhouse have bumped up on King, and at the bottom, Churchill, Trinity Hall and Girton all row over.
Blench bumps.
Cam FM.
At the top of the division, yesterday, first and third bumped Downing, so they have taken the headship for now. And it looks like today, Downing were then bumped by Emmanuel W1. So they are heading down at the moment. Christ's W1, Jesus W1, Clare W1, Keys W1 all rode over. Newnham W1 was bumped by St Catherine's W1. Pembroke W1 was bumped by Queen's W1. Lady Margaret W1 was bumped by Murray Edwards W1. King's W1 was bumped by Peterhouse W1. And Churchill W1, Trinity Hall W1, and the Sandwich Boat Girton all rode over.